House Bill 1052, an act to revise certain provisions related to the state training school and to the state juvenile reform authority.
Bill 1052 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? House Bill 1052.
Madam President, members of the body.
Senator Whiting.
House Bill 1052 is an act to revise certain provisions relating to the state training school and the state juvenile reformatory. And basically what this does, several things. It authorizes, well, first it repeals the designation of the state training school in Plankinton, and which is a designation that's required actually in our Constitution, but that designation has been reassigned to the Custer facilities. Secondly, it authorizes the Department of Corrections to lease the real and personal property there. The lease would be restricted to a five-year period, the maximum in duration, with an option to renew for an additional 5 years. The proceeds would be placed with the in a fund with the Commissioner of Public School and Lands and distributed to the Department of Corrections in the other funds category. And I noticed that Senator Drake has distributed an amendment to be considered in that regard. The basic reason for this bill is twofold. Number one, juvenile commitments to the Department of Corrections are down, and the population at the training school was down considerably, which of course results in a much higher cost per juvenile per day. And secondly, under new Medicare rates from the Department of Social of the U.S. Department of Social Services, funds, Title 19 funds, are allowed for private group homes, but they're not available to the state for placement of juveniles in state-operated training schools. So there's a considerable saving to be had in this regard, some $1.4 million for fiscal 2003. That's basically the essence of the bill. It would permit the closure and leasing of the facility actually has been closed. It would permit the redesignation of the facility and the leasing of the real and personal property.
Further remarks? Senator Drake.
I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Drake moves.
I would waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second discussion on the Drake motion?
Madam President, may I speak to the amendment, the proposed amendment on the bill? Thank you. There's a slight problem in line 12 of the bill where it's dealing with leasing the personal property pursuant to 5224. And what this amendment does, quite frankly, is it allows that the land and the real property is covered under the Constitution. This takes the personal property and makes it the lease go into the general fund. I visited with Kurt and Jeff Bloomberg about it, and they agreed that this correction needed to be made. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Drake motion to amend? Senator Whiting.
Well, Madam President, members of the body, this would certainly be considered to be a friendly and necessary amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is...
Madam President.
Senator Duxbury.
Thank you. I do have a question for Senator Drake.
State your question.
Now, your amendment, which says the personal property, are you including the land in that or just the other personal property that's there?
Senator Drake.
Madam President, thank you. Thank you for the question, Senator Duxbury. What this refers to is the personal property that's at the training school. The real property is already covered and is covered by the school and public lands
right. As
part of the land.
Okay.
Senator Duxbury, you have the floor.
Thank you for that. Under that circumstance, is the lease of the land, and I think the consideration that goes with it would be our rights. That's because even the lease money, if it's to a nonprofit, would go into that fund, and the interest would in school and public lands, and the money would still go to the juvenile causes in the state budget. I support this bill. It's hard to see what has happened to the training school after the years and years of strong support from the community and the people and the juveniles that have gone through there and have received good care. And I will say now that the facilities are in probably the best condition that they have been in for years. But knowing what the recent events that happened, the publicity and the management and that, this is where we're at today. I think the facilities can be used. They still can, at least the interest off of the money and perhaps some of the lease from the personal property can be used for juvenile programs. And so I believe it's in the best interest of the community now, as well as for the facility, to move on and pass this bill today. And I would commend the Department of Corrections and the School and Public Lands offices for working through with the amendment we have to make this fit with the Constitution and for the continued use of revenue for juvenile purposes.
Further remarks on the Drake motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Drake motion to amend House Bill 1052. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1052 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1052. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher? Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Madam President, ayes 32, excused 3.
House Bill 1052 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.